Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Tim Wheeler of the Baltimore Sun. And I know you've been doing a lot of looking at what's going on in the Harbor Point development and the disclosures that there might still be some chromium in the air in that neighborhood. Nobody quite knows where it's coming from, but they need to do some more assessment. And that has to do with the final go-ahead on the project.
That's right, Fraser. The Maryland Department of the Environment and the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency have been reviewing the plans for construction of the Exelon office tower at Harbor Point. They have given final approval to the detailed development plan, which is the overall plan for building it, cutting into the cap, and putting the foundation in and then raising the building from there. However, before they can actually begin to open that cap and do that work, they must submit a revised air monitoring plan that meets the regulator's approval.
It seems to me that the closer look at this part of the work is crucial.
Well, exactly. Hexavalent chromium, which is the toxic compound in question, you know, is a carcinogen. It causes cancer, and the primary root of harm can be if you inhale it. So if they're kicking up dust while they're doing the construction work there, especially imagine pounding these big steel pilings into the ground, they need to be very careful that they're not doing that. The plan is that they're going to have air monitors set up around the site and at the point of opening to measure that dust and to try to determine if chromium dust particles are getting into the air. But before knowing that, they have to know what's in the air to begin with. The issue, one of the delays in getting things started, was that their earlier round of air monitoring actually found some fairly elevated levels of hexavalent chromium in the air.
By the developer himself?
Yes. Now, what happened after that is that when the developer submitted those to the regulatory authorities, they looked at them and said, there are problems with how you took the samples. We don't believe they're legit, and so you need to do it over again.
So who's doing it?
It's the same developer, same consultant, but with, more pointed instructions from the regulators about how to do it.
Why wouldn't the EPA itself do this?
That would raise your taxes, Fraser. That's basically—
I'm open for that, frankly, and I think a lot of people who live around there would be.
Right. Typically in these kinds of projects, the developer, the applicant— is the one who bears the burden of the cost of proving that it's safe. The regulators look over their shoulder and review what they've done and make a determination if they've done it properly and then let them go forward. That's worked in a lot of cases. In a few, it fouls up. In this case, what happened was that the developer had a consultant who went through and did this in a way that they thought was appropriate, and when EPA and the state reviewed it, they decided it wasn't. So they said, go back and do it again.
If they pass this test, then they can break ground and go forward. Is that correct?
Yes, assuming that the levels are reasonable and that the regulators decide everything is hunky-dory with the air monitoring plan.
Well, we can all hope that everything will be hunky-dory, Tim. And I think, you and other people will be watching this, and so we'll talk about it again. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
For Tim Wheeler, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.